following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot to get into, from the NBA draft to NBA free agency. Obviously, World Cup action going on. Mike Wilson won't let me get by without saying this. The College World Series is going on.
You bet, baby.
Where his Oregon State team is obviously going back
Beavers.
To the College World Series. So loving that big time is Mike Wilson. Then obviously Major League Baseball on our minds, NFL on our minds, anything on your mind is always going to be on our mind. You can call us at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can obviously catch us on Facebook Live as well. Go to the Notoriety Sports Network. Check us out there. You can punch in my name or Mike's name, and then obviously you go to our page, and I'm sure it'll pop up right there for you. But Mike, a lot to get into this hour, brother. Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And let me just add a couple of things. You know, I write for SB Nation and PacificTakes.com, and now I've started writing for Fansided.com and their NBA coverage. So you can catch my stuff in a multitude of places now.
Oh, man, Mike Wilson, he's big time, people. Watch him. Check him out. You better follow this guy. Seriously, man. And I'm glad that I talk to him each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, folks. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
All
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We need more cowbell, Mike.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Give me more cowbell, Mike. Welcome back in, everybody.
I'll go out and get the cowbell next week.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us in several different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For the Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, man, we got to get this in here because neither one of us are really all that into it, but it's going on right now, so we would be remiss if we didn't at least bring it up and talk a little bit about it, which is obviously...
What, tennis?
No, nice try, pal. We're talking World Cup soccer right now, just for a quick moment. And Japan and Senegal going at it right now, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around the 56th or 57th minute, tied up at 1-1. And the truth is, no USA, no Italy in this one. So I think that it kind of hurt a little bit. But the truth is, the games that I have watched, Mike, they have been very entertaining. However, I find it very difficult to watch a whole soccer game because it moves so slowly. But sometimes, every now and then, they do give you a little treat. And I did get a treat in that Germany game the other day when they were playing Switzerland. They came through in the clutch and extra time in the game with like the 95th minute or something like that. So
right,
we have been given some good stuff. But what does the World Cup mean to you? Where is it on your radar?
Where is it on my radar? I mean, if you're going to rank it from like a 1 to 10, 10 being like, yeah, I live for this stuff and I have my own pseudo cup hanging above my bed or something like that, it probably ranks about a 4 or 5, quite honestly. And that's the way it's always kind of been in this country. Soccer's big. It's gotten bigger throughout the years, but soccer isn't what it is in Germany or Italy, Mexico, England. You know, it's just, we have too many other options in this country, in terms of entertainment and different professional leagues, that soccer doesn't get that kind of crowd. But you know, like I said, it's grown throughout the years, and that we have the MSL and, you know, all these other things. And I got plenty of friends that watch the Euro leagues. They get up early and watch the Euro leagues and La Liga and all that kind of stuff. But for me personally, it doesn't rank too high. I mean, I'll tune in during the World Cup semis or the final to see what's going on. I do take special – there's a special little thing anytime Germany gets beat. I really like it when Germany gets beat. And so when Mexico did it to them, I was very happy with that.
I'm glad you went there because I don't know if you happened to catch this, but after Mexico won, did you see what went down in L.A., bro? Did you have any idea what went down in L.A.?
I didn't see what happened. I'm sure so
what happened was is there was like a street corner. I'm not exactly sure where or what, but a bunch of people, obviously Mexican soccer fans, were out there, and they were doing donuts in the middle of the street and having a great time until obviously the heat had to come by and – harsh their gig, if you will. Yeah. So, but look, man, it is going on. I think it's been pretty interesting, even though no USA, like I said, no Italy. I've been relatively entertained when I have turned on the TV to watch it, which, by the way, it's going on right now, and I don't have it on, which probably at the next break I will turn it on to check it out. But a close game with Japan and Senegal going on right now, 1-1, it's tied up. Do you have a favorite? Or do you care?
You know, that's kind of funny you ask. I always like to see Brazil win. I want to go to a soccer game in Brazil because it's a constant party in the crowd, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a good time. You know, when I go home to Portland, they have the MSL, you know, and they have the Timbers up there. And Seattle and Portland are probably two of the more successful franchises in that league. And you go to a Timber game, or you go to a Seattle Sounder game at CenturyLink where the Seahawks play. It's just like going to Europe, dude. It is crazy. It is a party. It is close to Europe without going to Europe as you can get.
See, here's where I think you just hit the nail right on the head. Soccer is a game that you have to be at the event.
Yeah. Yep.
I can't go to Russia right now. I can't go check these things out. But
I don't think you want to go to Russia.
Well, but I'm just saying in general that, you know, that's where they're playing these games. But the truth is, man, that it's a game of atmosphere. It's a game of, you know, you hear all those different chants that are going on throughout the stadiums. These people literally wear their emotions on their sleeve, Mike. Like, you know, I think we have passionate football fans, American football. You know, people love their Philadelphia Eagles. People love their Green Bay Packers, their Dallas Cowboys, whatever it is, man. But I think there's something different about soccer fans. Like, they'll go to an absolute extreme. Am I not mistaken? I mean, I seriously think they'll go to any extreme. Like football fans, NFL football fans, they're crazy. But I don't know if they're soccer fan crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know if they're soccer fan crazy. I mean, there's been plenty of deadly things that have happened during soccer games and the Euro leagues and all that kind of stuff, and during World Cups, and, you know, people being trampled, fences going down, people being killed. You know, many of us in this country have a hard time understanding that you would go to that extreme. I mean, there's crazy football fans. I'm right there with you. And, you know, anytime you go to a football game in the South, man, it's like you've left planet Earth and you've gone somewhere different because they are passionate, but they're not soccer. They're not Euro League, Premier League. You know, my fan doesn't win, I'm going to light the town on fire kind of thing. So, it is different.
It's like this, man. I know, well, at least I've seen some football fans, okay, like, again, NFL football fans. Their team loses, they go into, like, hiding. You know what I'm saying? Like, they go they're MIA.
Yeah.
Whereas soccer fan, they're out there right in front of your face, and they're letting you know that their team lost or their team won. I guess that's the difference.
When the soccer fan, like, in Europe or wherever – you know, in one hand they got the lighter fluid and the match, and in the other hand they got a 16-ounce beer in their hand, and they don't know what to do, and so they just go absolutely ape nuts.
It's jubilation or devastation, right?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, we're talking about, and again, They're passionate NFL fans, and I don't want to take anything away from that one crazy Philadelphia guy that's always posting stuff on Facebook. I don't know if you know who that guy is, but he's a crazy Philadelphia Eagle fan.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
talking about.
Yeah,
he's really funny. But I almost think that's it, man. It's like, it's actually kind of funny to him, whereas soccer, dude, it is serious. These people take it like it's life or death. I guess that's the difference, man.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head there with, you know, football fans, you know, American football fans, they go into hiding, you know, once, you know, if their team loses, they MIA, and the only time you see them is like, oh, they're on a 3-game win streak, and they're talking all sorts of smack and all that kind of stuff, and that's when you see them. You know, soccer fans, it doesn't matter if they're last in their division or last in the World Cup or whatever, they're going to talk smack because that's their team.
With that being said, what NFL team does have the worst trash talkers, at least in your humble opinion? And for no reason at that, at least as of late.
as of late.
Yes, as of late. Who?
Cardinal fans.
All right, I'm going to go even one more. Cardinal fans, sure, they're a little bit delusional, but I'll give you a more delusional fan every year. Dallas Cowboy fan. Absolutely, positively delusional, always thinking that their team is going to the Super Bowl when they haven't been relevant for 20-some-odd years.
I absolutely agree. I mean, I was going to say Dallas until you said of late, and I'm like, well, okay, that kind of takes Dallas out of it.
Not really. You know, they haven't done anything as of late.
But, hey, then you got Raider fan.
Raider fan. I love Raider fan, dude. I love Raider fan. Raider fan is maybe the closest thing to soccer fan.
I think you might have something there, Dorf.
All right. Anyways, I hear the music. You got to take another pause for the cause. Lots to get into. Lots to talk about. We want your thoughts. We want your opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Mike's Pigskin Opinion on Sports Online. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
That's kind of funky, Mike Wilson. Kind of funky groove right there that Robert just selected for us.
That is. I kind of like that groove right there.
I'm digging it, man. I'm digging it. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot going on in the sports world. We like your thoughts. We like your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website. DwarfOnSportsRadio.com. And I like it, man. Yeah, there it is. It's get funky right there, man. Robert, you can do whatever you want, man. We like it, man. It doesn't matter. But I do want to get into some NFL stuff. And we're going to start by talking a little bit about quarterbacks. And I guess we'll start on a positive, and then we'll go to the Jameis Winston deal. But let's start with Andrew Luck, man. I mean, the guy is back out on the field. He's throwing a football around. He feels like he's going to be healthy and ready to go for the start of the season. That's really good news for the Indianapolis Colts. Let's not fool anybody. That'd be great. What are your expectations for Andrew Luck, at least in the beginning of the season, Mike?
Well, one, I just wanted to come back to full strength. He's throwing footballs, but he ain't throwing yet. So let's, you know, you gotta pump the brakes a little bit on that. I mean, you can start off throwing, from what I heard, like he's throwing like high school footballs, and you know, you progressively move up from there. But if he comes back the whole year, you know, in the beginning of the season, I just want him to be able to stand upright. I want that offensive line to protect him. Because I think Andrew Luck, when he's healthy, completely healthy, is one of those special kind of quarterbacks. I really do. And my expectation for him would to be, you know, to just to have some solid games, go 25 of 35 or 27 to 36 or something like that. Throw a couple of touchdowns and just see him and look at him and just know that he's confident in himself again. Because let's face it, I mean, you played sports. I played sports. When you feel confident in what you're doing on the tennis court, the golf course, the football field, the basketball court, everything else comes. It just comes easy for you. And I want Andrew Luck to get back to that because, like I said, I think he's one of those special kind of quarterbacks that when he first came in, he was starting to show us just how special he was going to be. And then, you know, all this stuff with his shoulder happened. So I just want him to come back and have some solid games and regain some confidence, man.
I think that's a great point, though, because, you know, Andrew Luck came in and everybody had high hopes, high expectations, and rightfully so. I mean, this guy is a gamer. He can play, can make all the throws, has the legs to get him out of trouble when he needs to. But injuries have plagued mm-hmm. this guy throughout. And I guess the question to you then is will we maybe never actually see the full potential of Andrew Luck because of these injuries?
No, I absolutely agree with that. Yeah, I mean, it could be one of those careers where it gets sidetracked, derailed, shall we say, because of injury. And that would be sad because, like I said just about a minute ago, he's a special kind of talent. You know, when he came out of Stanford, the expectations were high, and he was starting to meet those expectations. But you know, if you're a quarterback and you have shoulder problems, that certainly can cut your career really, really short.
Absolutely. And speaking of ways to cut your career short, there are other ways to do it, as we've seen. I mean, you know, guys have gotten in trouble in this league.
Guys
have made bad decisions. They have come back to hurt them. Most notably, obviously, Ray Rice. We haven't seen or heard of this guy ever since those alleged things that took place between him and his, I believe, girlfriend at the time, maybe now wife,
no, or fiance, his wife.
Whatever, his wife, there you go. So we have the Jameis Winston issue to talk a little bit about, which, ironically, Mike, took place here in Scottsdale, Arizona, where you and I both live in the great state of Arizona. Scottsdale, Arizona is where I live. You live somewhere out in Mesa or whatever it is, or Santan, wherever the heck the sticks are. But here, let me describe the situation a little bit. Basically what happened was is Jameis Winston was in an Uber car, and initially I believe people said that he was never alone with the Uber driver. Now it seems like he was alone with the Uber driver, so people don't necessarily know exactly what happened. However, obviously he has been charged of something, or at least accused of something here. And at the end of the day, I guess where I'm going with this is I thought that the NFL standard was 6 games
on a punishment or, right. or something along these lines when there's a sexual assault or anything along those lines involved. They made this a 3-game suspension. Once again, the NFL is playing the role of every single position and changing the rules and doing what they want, how they want, when they want. And now I'm once again confused as to what happens when there are sexual assault allegations against somebody, right?
Yeah, exactly. And to be the lone arbiter of these punishments and handing them down and being as inconsistent as they have been with these different players. You know, if I was Tom Brady and I'm, you know, you look at what Tom Brady got and he, you know, he got 4 games for, you know, maybe lying to them or, you know, because of Deflategate or and however you look at that is however you look at that. But, you know, if you kind of take it at the basic level, you're talking about deflating balls and you got, and he gets 4 games and this guy, he's accused of some kind of assault on this Uber driver and he's only going to get 3. Like at some point you got to figure if I do that at my job, I'm done. I'm gone. You know, there's maybe some legality that goes with it, but eventually I don't have a job anymore. Same with you, same with anybody else. But these guys with sexual assault, you're getting 3 or 4 games. And to me, it's just not enough. These guys need to know that this is not acceptable. And let's face it, the majority of NFL players are good guys. It's these bad apples that come up and do this kind of stuff that give the rest of the good guys a bad name a little bit. So
I'm gonna go a little contrary on this one here, and I'm gonna say that I would venture to guess if you looked at the rosters of these 53-man rosters in the NFL, Mike, I would bet you that a half, maybe more of them, have had some sort of a run-in with the law. So I guess I don't necessarily agree with you. I think that here's part of the problem, man, is you're talking about people that are intense, yes. Highly intense. That these people are machines. They're programmed in a certain way. And unfortunately, it sometimes it's very difficult to turn that on and off. There are some guys, like you're saying, that can turn it on the football field, and then they can turn it off and they can be, I guess, what we call a normal human being. However, there are also those individuals that take that intensity level from the football field and maintain that throughout their daily life. And that's the person that thinks that they are ATL. That means above the law. And they can do what they want to who they want, how they want, when they want, wherever they want, da-da-da-da-da, all those things that I can keep going on with. But the truth is I would venture to guess that a good majority of most NFL rosters have had guys that have been in trouble with the law. That's just my humble guess. I may be wrong. And if I am, I apologize. But I think we can do the numbers. And I think we can see over the years what's happened. And I'm probably more right than wrong.
Here's the other thing that bugs me is, you know, when this stuff happens, they're like, well, they're young kids. And I'm like, no. The whole young kid thing wears off when you turn 18. You know right from wrong. You know what you can and can't do. And if they still do it, like you said, they think that they're above the law. They're untouchable. And like you said, they've been, you know, programmed or coddled, you know, to a certain extent to think that they are above the law. So when people say, oh, they're just kids and just let them, you know, they'll learn from this, BS. Okay, they should already know that this stuff is unacceptable, and that just goes back to you know, how they were raised and all those kind of things that play into that. But I mean, for Winston, what was the question coming into his pro career? This kind of stuff.
No, then that's a good point. You're right. I mean, obviously there were some character issues. We know that this guy could lead. He's definitely a man among boys. We know that. He did a great job with those guys at Florida State. So the truth is,
so far his NFL career average.
I agree. I mean, it's hard, and that's it's very difficult to make it on the next level. You know, you can be a great college basketball player, football player, whatever it is. It doesn't necessarily translate to what's going to happen for your NFL or NBA career. Look, the bottom line is systems. And if you ask me, most people are a product of their system. You know, obviously Tom Brady, a huge product of his system with Bill Belichick. These two guys run it very well. Aaron Rodgers, I think that he and Mike McCarthy, you know, you and I talked a little bit about this yesterday. To me, they butt heads, man. I mean, I think that they butt heads. I know we're probably up against it here if we're going to a break. So, look, man, a lot to get into. We're going to do it on the other side again. We're going to continue talking sports. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Obviously, you can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. But please keep hanging out with us right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you're unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook, you can catch us on the Notoriety Sports Network. Go to the page, just pop us up, and obviously that's where we'll be coming to you live each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time. We're always here. To be quite honest with you, I don't think we ever take a break, Mike. I don't think we have a weekend off on this show. We come to you during Christmas. We come to you during the 4th of July. We come to you pretty much all the time. We are here live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time each and every Sunday. Right, brother?
Yeah, there's never a day off when you're talking about sports. But, you know, we're doing what we like to do, what we love to do, and talk sports and just throw our opinions out there and having people listen to us. So, you know, chime in, people. We want your thoughts and opinions.
All right. So speaking of that, I kind of want to get your take on just the NFL in general. Like, who do you think are some of the teams that have a little bit of a rebound this year from teams that struggled last year? And then maybe some of those teams that were pretty good last year, who do you think that has a little bit of a setback?
That's a good question.
Thanks, man. Every now and then I come up with a couple good ones.
Yeah. Huh? You show that Minnesota, you know, education that you supposedly got up there. one of the things, you know, you look at maybe Green Bay has a little has a little bit of a comeback on it. And I'll tell you what, all eyes are going to be in Minnesota. You know, they make the big splash at quarterback. So, you know, let me ask you this, if Minnesota doesn't make the Super Bowl, is it a bust?
You know, I would think pretty close. Yeah. I mean, when you think about how far they got last year, right? I mean, they only had one more game to get to. So, yeah, I would think that Minnesota is thinking Super Bowl, and Delvin Cook will be back. So I think their running game should be a little bit better, which, by the way, the running game wasn't bad last year. But what was Case Keenum, a one-hit wonder? I mean, we'll find out. Yeah, and does Cousins go in there, and is he the guy that takes him to the next level? I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've never been that high on the guy personally. And
yeah. I'm right with you. And I was going to say, you know, you got the Redskins that have Alex Smith now. Does he have – I mean, you can't say that he didn't have success in Kansas City. Like, he did some things there, and he got some wins, and he got to the playoffs. Now, he didn't – you know, he didn't win at all or anything, but he wasn't a complete, you know, disaster or anything like that. So, what is he doing in Washington? And then you got, hey, the 49ers, Jimmy G, baby. You know, do they continue on like they were ending last season? Does he continue, you know, to bring that storied franchise back to relevancy?
You bring up a good point. Let me jump in here on Jimmy G. I don't know if you heard the other day, but if I'm not mistaken, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. The cornerback guy from Seattle that went over there.
Sherman.
What's his name? Sherman. He says he found something in Jimmy Garoppolo that he's kind of brought out into the public of a hitch or a glitch in this guy's throwing motion. I guess my question to you, Mike, would be is why in the world would Sherman bring that out to the public? And why wouldn't he just go talk to this guy on his own and say, look, man, I'm seeing something. And if I'm seeing this, maybe some of the other guys in the league are going to catch up to this. So just be aware that you're doing this.
Yeah, I mean, that I hadn't heard that, but that makes me wonder, like, Sherman, I mean, I know you like to talk and you like to hear yourself talk and those kind of things. But sometimes if you just shut up, and like you said, go to Garoppolo and go, hey, look, I'm picking up on this in your throwing motion. You might want to correct it, because like you said, if Sherman sees it, you dang well know that defensive coordinators are going to, if they hadn't seen it, now they're going to focus in on it. My guess would be maybe some defensive coordinators probably already had that in their assessment. But that just strikes me as anti-team, like you would throw that out in the public sphere for people to look at.
You know, you brought up a bunch of interesting quarterbacks that have either been moved, swapped, however you want to put it, you know, when you're talking about Alex Smith and Cousins and some of these other guys that are moving around in this league. And we know it's a quarterback's league, but out of all the guys that you mentioned, who has the best year?
Out of all those, You know what? I would probably have to go with he was showing it at the end of the year. I think Keenum just kind of does what he does. I mean, I don't think you're going to get an Alex Smith like above his pay grade or anything like that. And I think Washington's going to kind of tailor the offense around what he can do. And then, you know, the question I had for you was Tennessee, Marcus Mariota. Is this not necessarily make or break year, but is this the year where Marcus, why he was the number two overall pick?
No, I think that's a good question. I mean, you look at the AFC South, the Houston Texans are going to be better. They're going to have Deshaun Watson back. And for most of the year last year when he was playing, absolutely. JJ will be back. But in general, for most of the year when he was playing, he was the talk of the NFL. And you could arguably say that maybe even the NFL, the MVP of the NFL, I'm talking about Deshaun Watson he was doing early in the season. Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck back and maybe, you know, healthy. Who knows? We'll have to see if that plays out.
Blake Bortles,
the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that was all the way to the AFC championship game.
Gave him more money, dude.
Right, and then you have the Tennessee Titans who you're talking about who also made the playoffs. I mean, this division might be the most fun division to be watching throughout the whole year this year. I never really thought about it until you just threw that out there. But a lot of up-and-coming quarterbacks, a lot of quarterbacks that have promise. A guy in Bortles that people didn't think he could play, and then boom, look what he does. And I know that they had a great defense, so I'm not going to take anything away from that defense. But I think you bring up a great point. I think it's a huge year for Andrew Luck and Mariota because both of those guys, Luck with all the hype that he's had and hasn't been able to live up to it, Mariota with what they did last year, you want to build upon that. I think it's a big year. And I've never – to me, Mariota needs to work on throwing the ball in the pocket. He likes to move around too much and – It's dangerous in this game, man. You know as well as I do, the NFL, there's some big boys out there, dude. And if you're out there in open space on an island by yourself, you're looking for trouble, man. So be a pocket passer. Learn how to throw from the pocket a little bit better.
All right, two words for you. Two, Baker Mayfield. What does he do?
Baker Mayfield, look, what does he do? I think, you know what, that division – is the Pittsburgh Steelers division?
Does he start?
I think you could go that direction if you wanted. I don't know if it's game one, but I'd say within the first month or so, you're gonna bring this guy in. I mean, at the end of the day, Mike, why did you draft him number one if you're not gonna play him? Okay, I mean, I get it in some situations where guys will have to take a little bit of a back seat, but we're talking about the Cleveland Browns, man. I'm sorry, and I don't mean to disrespect the Cleveland Browns, but what have they done in the past century? I don't know, not much. I mean, they're 1-31 or something like that over the last 2 years. So this is a team that can't find a win. They know how to lose. So why not give Baker Mayfield the keys from the get-go and say, look, man, we believe in you, and if he struggles, then maybe say, look, man, you can take a back seat and, you know, kind of get back into this thing and look at it from a different perspective. But at this point, I mean, it's an open competition, and rightfully so.
About three other – you're the Jets. What do you start Darnold from day one? What about Buff? Then how long – I mean, I know this depends on Sam Bradford, but how long does the Josh Rosen holding the clipboard?
All right, so good questions. Darnold, I from what I've heard, Darnold's looked pretty good. People are pretty happy with him out there.
Yeah.
So as far as that goes, again, that's another competition. In my humble opinion, if you're a Jets fan, it should be open, okay?
Right.
This is an open competition.
Right.
As far as the Arizona Cardinals go, look, man, you brought in Sam Bradford for this year, obviously. You're paying him $20 million bucks or something like that. He's getting paid a lot of money.
Good gig.
Josh Rosen, I think he's the future. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely think he's the future for sure. But at this point, I think you have a luxury in this case. See, this is a great question, because, you know, we talked about it in different situations, like where Baker Mayfield, like, why not throw him in there? Arizona, they don't have to throw Josh Rosen in there. They have Sam Bradford. They've also got Glennon. I mean, they'd have two guys that are decent quarterbacks, or Sam Bradford, if he can stand up, he's a decent quarterback. And they don't have to throw Josh Rosen into the fire. And in his case, it's a little bit different. However, with that being said, everybody thinks he's the most ready quarterback to play right now out of all the guys that were drafted.
All right, so here's another question. Let me give this one to you. Yeah. Suppose it, let's kind of go fantasy land for a second. But let's say Tampa Bay cuts Winston. They're like, you know, they find out through an investigation that this happened, that happened, and they're like, you know what, we're just going to cut bait, and we get rid of. What teams out there do you think would take a risk or take?
Wow, that's a really good question. There's probably the Denvers of the world, sure. Maybe
Miami.
Maybe the Miamis of the world. I'm trying to think about. I mean, look, there's in all honesty, man, this is such a quarterbacks league, and there's only really a handful or three quarterbacks that I truly trust anyway. But yeah, I think that those are two decent options when you look at some of the teams that have those needs. Miami, yeah, Denver, those would be two decent options. Sure, why not? Why not? But
hey, here's another one. I'm just full of questions, Dorothy. Okay, so Alex Smith, Kansas City. Now you got Patrick Mahomes, Big Cannon Mahomes. How do you think he pans out in the? I mean, last year.
That's a great question about Patrick Mahomes right there, because the truth is he has to succeed. I'm sorry, but there was so much hype, and there was so much last year. They were talking about bringing this guy in throughout the season when things went a little bit bad for Kansas City, and the writing was on the wall, and that's why Alex Smith's decision was so easy for him to get the heck out of Dodge. Look, I know we're going to have to take another quick pause for the cause, but I think it's a huge, huge year for a lot of these quarterbacks that we've been talking about this year, like you're talking. It's such a quarterback's league. And Aaron Rodgers is the man, Tom Brady obviously the man, but so many guys that have an opportunity to step up and really make a name for themselves, like Bortles did last year in the playoffs. So anyways, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause, everybody. Again, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You're hanging out with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. We'll be back with our final thoughts, as we always have here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
All righty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us. Follow us on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me, and it's Pigskin Opinion from my man Mike Wilson. At this time, each and every week, we come to you with our parting shots because we've only got a couple minutes left in the program, and obviously we want to welcome and thank those people for checking us out on Notoriety Sports Network on Facebook. That's where you can now catch us each and every Sunday live from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time. Mike, you're up, brother. What's up?
Well, obviously, the College World Series and Oregon State. I saw they took out Mississippi State and their bananas and their cowbells and all that kind of stuff the last couple of years. They're going for their third national championship. The first couple they went back-to-back with. So Monday night, I am in front of my TV rooting on my school for their shot at the Natty. So go Beavs, baby.
I am looking so forward to July 1st, my brother, because once again, we will have LeBron James free agency, free sweepstakes take place. We'll see what happens with Kawhi Leonard, as this guy obviously will either make a deal with the San Antonio Spurs or the San Antonio Spurs will decide to ship him elsewhere. And then all the other dominoes that are going to fall, obviously, as we know, in the NBA throughout the summer. But summer league's right around the corner, too, man. I'm excited. Maybe you and I should go check that out, by the way.
I'm thinking a weekend in Vegas watching summer league would be good.
All right, folks, so obviously we got to thank Robert on the other side, John Poulter in hour number one for joining us. For Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Peace, everybody. Have a great day.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.